Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Ernie Johnson. Batting second. The third baseman, Hervey McClellan. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bibb Falk. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Schalk. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Faber. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Red Faber. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Jack Tobin. Batting second. The third baseman, Frank Ellerb. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Baby Doll Jacobson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Hank Severide. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Urban Shocker. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Urban Shocker. And now, play ball. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan bunts towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to third. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Collins moves to second. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Collins moves to third. Hooper moves to second. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ellerb juggles the ball. That's an error on Ellerb. Collins scores. Hooper scores. Falk moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 3-0, White Sox. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank Ellerb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerb hits a ball on the ground towards third. McClellan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into right field. Hooper picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hooper. Sisler moves to third. Williams moves to second. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Schalk fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ellerbe settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Ellerbe. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber strikes out. Two outs. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Severide and he is out, McManus applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 0-for-0 in the game. McClellan strikes out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Collins hits a pop-up towards short. Gerber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Urban Schalker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tobin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Schalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Ellerbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerbe is 0-for-1 in the game. Ellerbe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0-for-1 in the game. Ma still takes first base on ball 4. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Ma still moves to second. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-1 in the game. Falk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ma still moves to third. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0-for-1 in the game. Shealy hits a fly ball into right field. Tobin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ma still tags and scores. One out. It's 4-0, White Sox. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalke is 0-1 in the game. Schalke hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Falk moves to second. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0-1 in the game. Faber strikes out. Two outs. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Johnson hits a line drive towards short. Gerber reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0-1 in the game. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards third. McClellan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 0-1 in the game. McClellan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jacobson who is chasing the ball. McClellan reaches third base with a triple. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Collins takes first base on ball 4. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shocker fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shocker fields it and throws to first for the out. Hooper moves to second. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler scoops it up and throws to first, with Schalke covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 0-1 in the game. Severide hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-1 in the game. Gerber hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-1 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gerber moves to second. Urban Schalke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalke is 0-1 in the game. Schalke takes first base on ball 4. Gerber moves to third. McManus moves to second. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tobin for the out. Gerber scores. McManus moves to third. Schalke moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-1, White Sox. Frank Ellerbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerbe is 0-2 in the game. Ellerbe strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Shealy hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sisler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0 for 2 in the game. Faber strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sisler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hooper. Williams reaches second base with a double. Sisler moves to third. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jacobson takes first base on ball 4. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 0 for 2 in the game. Severide hits a ball on the ground towards third. McClellan fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Sisler scores. Williams moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-2, White Sox. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gerber hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. McClellan strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Collins hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jacobson. Collins reaches second base with a double. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hooper hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Urban Schalker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Schalker hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tobin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Ellerbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerbe is 0 for 3 in the game. Ellerbe hits a pop-up towards short. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Shealy takes first base on ball 4. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ellerb fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Sisler hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0 for 3 in the game. Faber strikes out. One out. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. McClellan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Severide hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gerber strikes out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McManus strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and St. Louis Browns, 2. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.